Tasty Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer, another edition, another postcast edition right here, the Purple Project Podcast, coming up all things K-State sports, whether that is baseball, women's golf, basketball tonight, so much more, folks. If you're your first time listening to this podcast, thank you so much for tuning in to the latest edition of this podcast. Eddie Greer, host of this, of that other K-State podcast up here in Kansas City, Missouri, here on this Sunday, March 22nd, 2026. Well, so what a battle this was yesterday in Toyton Family Stadium. Blow for blow, toe for toe, whatever you want to call it, match for match, card for card, whatever what it is there. Game two had pretty much everything. K-State yet again had a lead going into the ninth inning, and Arizona State had the last blow, and Arizona State clinched the series. Now K-State now looks to avoid being swept at home. It's Arizona State. Arizona State won this ball game 18-12. Yes, let me say that again. 18-12. This was not a football score. Well, this is a football score in some sorts. Baseball field, Toyton Family Stadium again. If you go back to the game one, Arizona State rallied back to beat K-State and seems to be a not-so-good trend in this weekend, at least so far, two games. Arizona State has had the last laugh, and K-State did not have enough bullets in the chamber there to punch back one last time here. Pete Hughes, right off the rip. Quote, we had a good fight and played well enough to win this game in a lot of areas, but we came up short. Quote, it's frustrating for all of us to fight back and have leads late, especially at home, and not finish. We'll show up tomorrow and leave it all on the field, end quote. Yeah, D. Kennedy, I did see, yeah, he, with a go-ahead, that was a shot by D. Kennedy. That was launched. That was way out of here, and you're thinking to yourself, all right, yep, your best player just put you on top. All right, our pitchers got to try to hold up. But it did not hold up as Arizona State wins in the ninth inning. We're going to take a look at his box score in a minute there. But K-State offensively had nine different hitters get hits in this game, but it's still in a losing effort there. I wouldn't say a losing effort, but Arizona State right now just has more, just a little bit more oomph right now than K-State does. For the moment, as we look at this box score, Arizona State wins by 5, 18-12 in game two. And via the game one win by Arizona State, no matter what happens today, they have clinched the series. And now, K-State, you got to look to avoid getting swept at home in your own backyard. Arizona State got this huge party started in the first inning. With three, and then K-State. This was literally like a heavyweight fight. And I said this I didn't say it in these exact words going into the weekend. This might be a good looking series, and it turns out to be just that way. Just Arizona State is finding ways to win late. K-State cannot find the answers late for whatever reason in this series so far. Arizona State and K-State scored exact same runs in the first two innings. So this game was tied 5-5 after two innings. And Arizona State went up by two. Everything kind of held assertive till K-State added one in the bottom of the fourth. And then K-State got really going in the bottom of the sixth inning there to take the lead. And Arizona State followed up. They followed up with three in the seventh. And then there's K-State right there with two in the eighth, and then this huge little blob right here, eight runs in the ninth inning. So this is like the second game in a handful of games in this conference season that K-State just gave up a cricket number. They gave 11 runs in the bottom of the eighth inning to Houston a couple weeks ago, and now here yesterday, another cricket number, eight runs to for Arizona State to put this game away, even though K-State did answer with only little last one run in the bottom of 19. That was not enough there, as Arizona State closed out with a fury on K-State last night, yesterday in game two, and now here in a few hours going for the sweep. Arizona State, 18 runs, 16 hits, no errors. K-State, 12 runs, 15 hits, and an error. Sean Fitzpatrick gets another win as many days. And then Matt Flores was hammered with the loss in the game. I'm going to scroll real quick here. Let me see. Yeah, K-State, I'll get to them in a minute. Arizona State won 3-7 pitchers used for them. So this is going to be really interesting. Going in today, because you used all those pitchers. Everybody used pitchers yesterday. Both teams used pitchers yesterday. And we'll see who is a little bit more on the right side up. We're going to roll this. Right side up here. We'll see who's a little bit more energized for this game three. And I think, if anything, they need to be ready to rock and roll. Alex Overbay started the game for Arizona State, and he did not last long, obviously. And then Gobi Guy, Colin Linder, Josh Butler, Eli Buxton, Sean Fitzpatrick, again, who got the win. Derek Schaefer comes on in many days as well and pitches another solid inning, even though he did give up a run in the ballgame. Tanner Duke went three innings. Both start with Tanner. It was going to be all right for a minute. Tanner Duke only went three. Miles Smith came in behind him. Tanner Duke, three innings, six hits, seven runs. Five of those were earned runs, no walks, two strikeouts there. And then everything else kind of went to shit. They're using Robert Fortenberry, Cole Wisenbaker, Austin Haley, Matt Flores, who again got credit with a loss of this ball game, and Taz, Butler. Once again, got shelved in this game, but fortunately, lucky at least for him, he didn't get credit with a loss in the ball game here. Yeah, you gotta wonder what's up in the series, especially late for K State. You know, you get a lead in game one, you can't hold it, and here in this case, you go toe to toe, go punch for punch with Arizona State. And you don't have enough firepower, but you hope to have some left in the cage for later on here in a few hours here as game three. Arizona State's already close to series. So now how do you bounce back? And I think for the first time all year long, at least in conference play, that is, K-State's still okay overall wise, but in the conference now, for the first time, you fall into 500. In that mark, this lineup, right? Grant Gallagher hit leadoff. He had a multi-hit game. My guy Shantiero also had a multi-hit game. D. Kennedy went to work, 4-for-4, including that loss of a shot there to give K-State the lead right there. Also for home runs, Shane McGahan went deep with Nick English as well. Nick English came off the bench. It looked like he had a pinch hitter. Went deep in his ball game. Micah Kindergold went 2-for-5 in the ball game. And let me see here. It looks like Ivasco, who started, did not see that coming. Did not get a hit in this game. So there's that. Carlos Vasquez got a hit. Kane Carl also got a hit. Barrett Matlack also came on to pitch hit late on the game and did not get on base there as well. Arizona State here, they had themselves a party. Lennon Hart-Hairston, 4-for-5 in the ball game. Dean Togio, also 4-for-5 in the ball game as well. K-State pitcher could get them out. And I'm going to throw in Dominic Samadino, who I called out. Not bad. Who I mentioned in game one's postcast, 2-for-6 in the game as well. And yeah, back to Dean Toyogo. He drove in six runs, six of the 18 runs yesterday there as K-State falls yet again out of Arizona State in this weekend series, the latest weekend series. And now you're staring at trying not to get swept. It's the worst possible situation there after, you know, being on the right side here for so long, and now you've fallen under 500 in conference play. Eddie Greer for a while. Another Wild Edition podcast, the Pro Watcher podcast, all things Kansas State, as Arizona State wins by 6, 18-12. And now Arizona State will go for the sweep in K-State's backyard. We have not seen this in a minute. I'm having a hard time thinking when's the last time K-State got swept at home. It's got to be a minute. And it's got to be a minute there. And K-State will look to salvage this game in this series. So we'll see what happens coming up in a few hours. And I'm recording this on a nice little morning here in Kansas City, Missouri, here as well. Other notes to be exact. Yeah, Dean Togio, again, got to come back to him again. He went deep twice in this game for Arizona State there as well. So let me see here. Oh, yeah, and why I'm thinking about the last time they got swept, K-State, and this has been a long time coming. On a bad side, this was 2 years ago. The Wildcats, despite whatever happens today, the Wildcats can get at least one, or if they do getting. I hate that. Anyways, do not get me started. So first home series loss. Yeah, go back to 2024. Yes, 2024. That's it. Yes, 2 years ago when Texas came into Toyn Family Stadium and beat K-State. Now, I'm assuming that was not a sweep. A little bit there, but yeah, that's 11 series prior to that, or after that, that they won at Toyn Family Stadium. I've said it pretty much all the time at this point, you know. Coming into when we talk about baseball, you know, since the inception of this podcast, we've seen K-State beat ranked teams at Toyn Family Stadium. They're not supposed to. They're just a different animal. But here in this series, at least two games to this point, Arizona State has been able to get the best of K-State late in these games. And hopefully today in game three, that tide's going to change. Change here. That will be the worst case scenario, possible scenario if they lose. But yeah, we'll have to see what happens there. And hopefully, you know, we got enough offense left today to beat Arizona State, or at least pitching wise, that is, because pitching has not been very good for K-State. I can say that from Lee State, giving up that many runs and having your offense try to carry the load most of the time. And now, that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen much very often. But, yeah, 12 more runs for K-State. Another 10-plus in conference play game. But this time, you're on the other end of that. So, we're going to find out what happens here. And kind of it was in this on a little bit of a positive note here. Because, yeah, I got to roll out. My guy, Shantiro, yesterday's wild game in game two, produced his sixth multi-RBI game this year. So, and he's coming off of getting his first ever Big 12 weekly award at that as well. So, Shantiro continues to carry hot bat in this series. But his team, the rest of the team's got to get in the gear here if they're going to win game three, the last game of the series for the weekend for K-State baseball. And again, another reminder tonight before we close up shop. The basketball team, the K-State women's basketball team, takes on Cal in Bramlage Coliseum tonight. That is a 6 o'clock game. Let me see it again one more time. I don't get it wrong. Let's see what we got here. Yeah, 6 o'clock tip. Yes, sir. And of course, tennis kicks it all off on this K-State Sunday. Tennis hosting 25th ranked TCU. And then you got Arizona State here, game three. We'll see if K-State can get one before the weekend closes up. And then the K-State weekend wraps up. Cal coming to Manhattan for the second round of the WBIT. Can K-State keep the season rolling along here? We'll find out here. So K-State had to hold off Georgia Tech the other night to advance to the through the WBIT. So we'll see if they can knock out California later on tonight in Brahms Coliseum. And I think it would be another solid crowd over there. Should be. If you're in Manhattan, it's I know it's a few hours for a day for a work day, but if you're in Manhattan, definitely come on out. Go on out there. Support your Cats. I saw the pictures of the crowd. Tremendous showing again the previous night. So let's get out there. Let's get behind your women's basketball team as they look to get into the second week of the WNIT, the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State supports, you can get it. We're a podcast found. Fran Bell daily. We're a chance to record K-State content. Y'all know what it is. iTunes, Spotify, Audio Boom. The latest of K-State Athletics. You can find other. We're also everywhere on podcasts and platforms. You can find this podcast. Again, subscribe, like, hit the long bell. I'm talking about content daily. Y'all will be first to be notified about it. And second of all, make sure you do tell a fellow K-Stater about the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. K-State looking to salvage something out of this series after dropping the first two to Arizona State. Alex Ann out there in Santa California. It's Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Appreciate y'all, K-State Nation. Seriously. This has been another. I'm going to wrap this up right here. I don't know what's going on. But anyways, thanks so much, K-State Nation. This has been another edition right here of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. Cats.